The NCAA penalized Boise State University's athletics program after a months-long investigation. How the university recruited players for football was part of the issue. But tennis, track and field, and cross country also faced violations. Gregory Sankey is a member of the NCAA's Committee on Infractions.
This was a major case. I think the extent of the report indicates the number of allegations. They occurred in five sports exceeding 5 years and has exceeded 75 either prospective student-athletes or student-athletes' involvement.
The university presented its case to the NCAA earlier this year after its own investigation. It suggested penalties such as 3 years probation, a fine of $5,000, and a cut in the number of athletic scholarships and practice opportunities. The NCAA accepted those recommendations and added more.
There's no other choice than to accept the penalties that the NCAA hands down. They are the final verdict. They get to make this call.
That's University President Dr. Bob Kustra. 63 infractions in football involved lodging, transportation, and food for recruits. That's when coaches arrange or provide these services with or without charge. But the most serious violations occurred in women's tennis, according to Britton Banowski, vice chair of the NCAA's Infractions Committee.
In the women's tennis program, prospective student athletes were provided cash payments, educational expenses, entertainment, lodging, transportation, and practice sessions.
The NCAA also cited the university with a lack of institutional control. That means there were shortcomings in how the school complied with rules.
We have taken a number of corrective measures here at Boise State, including the hiring of a new compliance officer who has already put in place a number of rules education programs that will make it easier for our coaches to understand.
Even before the official NCAA announcement, longtime athletic director Gene Blamire was fired last month. A tennis and an assistant track coach also lost their jobs.
What I did as president in my job regarding the athletic director was simply to search for someone who I think will do everything that he or she possibly can to put into place the very best compliance program in the country.
The NCAA's verdict comes as Boise State's football team prepares for an away game against Toledo Friday. But Coach Chris Peterson says the ruling won't affect the team. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.